9 months after winning general elections yet failing to form a government, the opposition Social Democrats elected new leadership at a party congress in Brno over the weekend. In a tight vote for the new leader, acting chair Bohuslav Sobotka beat his main rival, South Moravian governor Michal Hašek, who was elected deputy chair. Social Democrats hope the new leadership will boost the party's support. Jan Richter has this report.
It took some 600 party delegates two rounds of voting to elect a new leader at the Social Democrat Congress in Brno on Friday. The acting party chair Bohuslav Sobotka put promises of a more consistent opposition to the current government at the top of his campaign. His main rival for the post, the governor of the South Moravian region Michal Hašek, was generally seen as more open to cooperation with some of the coalition parties. In the first round, Bohuslav Sobotka fell short of being elected by just one vote, but a couple of hours later emerged victorious from the second round, defeating Michal Hašek by 19 votes. After his election, Bohuslav Sobotka outlined his priorities at the party's helm in the coming months.
The first task ahead is strengthening the Social Democratic Party. We're not happy about the fact that despite the government's extremely unjust and unacceptable policies, support for the Social Democrats is not strong enough to allow us to gain sufficient support in any elections to come.
One of the issues most discussed at the Congress was the necessity to widen the party's appeal to groups of voters outside its core of traditional supporters. Bohuslav Sobotka said the year 2011, with no major election in sight, is a good opportunity to do that.
I have promised to focus primarily on party issues. There is no major election coming up this year, so I would like to work inside the party to change it and open it up so that it is able to appeal to a much broader part of the public than it is now.
Michal Hašek was later elected the first deputy chairman. The Congress also picked 5 regular deputy party chairs. Jiří Dienstbier Jr., Lubomír Zaorálek, Marie Benešová, Zdeněk Škromach and Martin Starec. This was very good news for chairman Bohuslav Sobotka, as most of them are considered his supporters. One of the Social Democrats who ran for deputy party chairman was Member of Parliament Jan Hamáček. He says he doesn't expect much will change under the new leader.
Well, I don't think much will change because Slavik Sobotka has been leading the party after the resignation of Jiří Paroubek, and I think he was quite a successful leader. He was a leader under which the party has won the elections to the local councils and also to the Senate. And I just hope that we will carry on that course.
Social Democrats hope that the election of Mr. Sobotka's main rival, Michal Hašek, to the second most important position in the party will help bridge the differences between its two camps. One of the delegates who wanted to see Mr. Hašek at the helm was Aleš Drobek from the northern town of Bohumín.
I would be a little bit disappointed if he steers the party towards left. But I'm not worried too much that it'll be too much left. It'll be not radical left. So I'm not too much worried.
The Congress in Brno was attended by many guests, including the U.S. Ambassador to the Czech Republic, Norman Eisen. He said he was there to learn about the party's program and to discuss several issues with Social Democrat policymakers.
We always talk about as a priority anti-corruption efforts, and so have been trading ideas on that. And then, of course, discussing the friendship between the Czech Republic and the United States, ways we can work together on strategic and defense issues, and also very good to see my friends, not just who are involved in national politics, but on the regional level as well.
Many delegates at the Congress called for amending party statutes to prevent corruption within the party, a practice that has become a serious problem for several regional social democrat organizations. But the Congress fell short of doing that. The only new regulation approved in Brno will bar Social Democrats from holding multiple positions within the party. The economist Walter Komárek, who played an important part in the reforms of 1968 and also served as an advisor to Che Guevara in Cuba, was elected the honorary chairman of the Social Democrat Party.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague.